And at 4 o'clock, this is Paddy O'Byrne at the radio news desk. The BBC radio strike, called by the Association of Broadcasting Staffs, was due to begin a few seconds ago. Separate talks involving the unions and BBC management are still going on at the London headquarters of the conciliation service, ACAS. And the ABS General Secretary, Tony Hearn, said earlier that progress was being made. Later, he left the meeting for a while. The ABS have demanded that the BBC reinstate 11 of its members in television who were suspended for refusing to process news film. The BBC have said they're prepared to take the men back on the payroll if the union returns to normal working. Before the strike was called in BBC television on Wednesday, the union was operating an overtime ban. And the ABS has said that it's prepared to go back to that point and call off the strike if its members are reinstated. The BBC management are hoping to keep some kind of service going on radio. And on television, they're hoping to transmit a full programme of holiday entertainment over the 2 days of Christmas. Another meeting is going on in London at the Central Arbitration Committee, where the BBC and the unions have been telling of the widening gap caused by successive stages of the government's income policy between BBC pay and that in commercial television.
John Donne.
Boom, boom. Hello, good afternoon to you. Yes, John Donne here. You're listening to BBC Radio, our all network services. Welcome to you. I shall be with you with loads of music between now and around 6 o'clock.
This is the BBC Radio all network service, and I'm Kid Jensen.
Merry Christmas.